So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion regarding the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash, whether Ikashir Bekli, the essential song is with instruments, or Ikashir Bepeh, the essential song is with voices, and the music is merely an accompaniment. Rav Papa says it's a Machlekes Tanoim. He quotes the following Mishnah in Erechin, which cites three opinions regarding the musicians in the temple. Rameir says, Avdi Kehanim Hoyu, they were Kanani slaves of the Kehanim. Biesi says, they were Mishpachas Beis HaPegarim or Mishpachas Beis Tzapraya, from the families of Beis HaPegarim and Beis Tzapraya, from the city of Amam, who were of such pure lineage. Shoyi Misin Likuhuna, their daughters were eligible to marry Kehanim. Pchanina ben Antignes says, Levim Hoyu, they were Levim. A Papa explains, Rameir holds Ikashir Bepeh. Therefore, Levim are only required for the singing, and even slaves may play the instruments. Chanina holds Ikashir Bekli. Therefore, only Levim may play the instruments. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation because Rabbi Yossi said a Yisrael is allowed to play. If he held Ikashir Bepeh, he would permit even Avadim. If he held Ikashir Bekli, then he would require Levim. Therefore, the Gemara says everyone in this Mishnah agrees that Ikashir Bepeh, and their instruments can be played by anyone. The Machloikis is based on whether Malin Miduchin Leyuchsin Ulamaisa. Do we consider one's employment as a musician in the Beis HaMikdash to be evidence that he is of pure lineage and his daughter is eligible to marry a Kohen or not? Or that he is a Levi and can be given Maisa or not? Rameir says, we do not. Therefore, it does not matter if slaves play the instruments. Their jobs as musicians will not cause a problem. Biesi says, Malin Miduchin Leyuchsin, Avloi Lamaisa. We do consider his job in the Beis HaMikdash to be evidence that his daughter is fit to marry a Kohen, but not to give him Maiser. Therefore, we do not require Levim to play. Yisrael may play, but Avadim may not play the instruments. Chanina says, Malam Meduchin Bein Leyuchsin Bein Lemaiser. Their job as musicians is evidence of their lineage, both regarding that their daughters may marry Kohanim, and that they are Levim to be given Maiser. Therefore, only Levim may play. Earlier, the Gemara brought a dispute whether playing musical instruments in the temple overrode Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said it did, and the Rabban said it did not. Rabbi Yisrael explained that they were only arguing about the Shira during the Karbanos. However, during the She'eva, everyone agreed that musical instruments did not override Shabbos. The Gemara now presents a different interpretation of that argument. Rabbi Yisrael Ba'aba said that they argue over the song during the She'eva. And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, Simcha Yisera Nami Deichetz Shabbos. Increased celebration also overrides Shabbos. The Rabbans say it does not. However, they both agree that Shir the Karbanos does override Shabbos. The Gemara refutes Rav Yosef's interpretation, both regarding She'eva and regarding Karbanos. Regarding She'eva, Rav Yosef said that all agree that it is not Deicha Shabbos, and the Gemara cites a brisa that explicitly states that it's a machlekes. Sher shel She'eva Deicha Shabbos, the Rav Yosef Yehuda, v'chacham macham aymrim af yom tebeina Deicha. Regarding Karbanos, Rav Yosef said that it's a machlekes, and the Gemara deduces from our Mishnah that all agree that it is Deicha Shabbos, since our Mishnah says, Zeh chalil shel beis ha-she'eva, she'en ha-deicha lo yis ha-shabbos, v'lo yis yamtib. But the music during the she'eva is not Deicha Shabbos, and must be following the opinion of the Rabban. And since the Mishnah uses the word zehu, it means to say that only chalil shel beis ha-she'eva is not Deicha Shabbos. But chalil shel Karbanos is Deicha Shabbos. We see that even the Rabban agree with that ruling. Tiyufter Rav Yosef, betarti tiyufter. Rav Yosef is indeed refuted on both points. The Gemara continues to discuss the Shir of the Karbanos. The opinion that Ikashir Bekli is based on the following pasuk: Vayemech Hizkiyo lahalos ha'oila lamizbeach, uve'eis ha'chel ha'oila ha'chel shir Hashem, v'achatzaitzvus v'hidei klei David melech Yisrael. And Hizkiyo said the carbon oila should be placed on the mizbeach, and as the service began, the song of Hashem began, and the trumpets and the instruments of David, king of Israel. We see that instruments were part of the song. The opinion that Ikashir Bepeh is based on this pasuk. And there was unison among the trumpet players and singers, producing music with one voice. Singers are mentioned, but not musicians. Rashi says the trumpeters mentioned here were not for the song, but for tekiyas, to fulfill the requirement that trumpets be blown during the tumid and Muslim services. This opinion says that the instruments mentioned in the other pasuk are secondary, livsumekala, to make the sound of the voice sweeter. The other opinion says regarding the second pasuk, the singers held instruments just like the trumpet players. Those instruments were the essential song, and the voices were secondary. The next Mishnah describes the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva in great detail. We will review the Mishnah in parts, over the following dafim with the respective Gemara. Zag the Mishnah. Mish leira simchas yam beisa she'eva, leira simcha miyamav. Whoever did not see the celebration of the water drawing has never seen rejoicing in his life. The Gemara quotes a braisa that is very much like our Mishnah. Mish leira simchas beisa she'eva, leira simcha miyamav. Mish leira Yerushalayim b'tefarta, leira krach nechman miyelam. Someone who didn't see a Yerushalayim in its splendor has never seen a beautiful city in his life. Mish leira beis hamikdash b'vinyanai, leira binyan mefor me'olam. Someone who did not see the Beis HaMikdash when it was standing has never seen a magnificent structure in his life. Abaya, or perhaps Rav Chizkiah said, Zeh binyan hordus. The Braisa is talking about the building of Herod. Rav says he built it ba'avnei shisha u'marmara, with stones of green and white marble. Others say he built it with avnei shisha kuchlo u'marmara, stones of green, blue, and white marble. Apik safa v'ayl safa. One row of stones protruded, and one was recessed, so it could hold the cement from the back. Herod wanted to cover it all with gold plating, but the Chum told him it's more beautiful as it is. The Mischazika Dusa de Yama. It looks like the waves of the sea, because of the swirling colors of the marble. Another Bryce is quoted where Rabbi Yehuda describes the glory of the Jews in Alexandria, Egypt. A structure called the Duyuflostin, which Rashi describes as a double row of benches set aside for the nobility, was like a large basilica with rows inside of rows. At times, Shishim Ribe al Shishim Ribe Kiflaim Kiyetz Mitzrayim, 600,000 plus another 600,000, twice the number of people who left Egypt, were in attendance. There were 71 gold shears there of heavy gold, one for each member of the Sanhedrin. There was a wooden platform in the center. When it was time to answer Amen, a flag was waved and the people would answer. The people sat in groups, separated by profession. When a poor person came in, he would recognize the people with similar skills, and from there he would earn a livelihood for himself and his family. Abaya says, all of these people were killed by Alexander of Macedon. They were punished by Hashem for violating the Pasuk, you shall never return to this road again, which forbids a Jew to return to Egypt. The Gemara turns to the Mishnah of Simchas Beis HaSheva. At the end of the first day of Yom Tov, the Kohen Levim would go down to the women's courtyard, where the festivities would take place, and enacted something of great benefit. Rav Elazar says it refers to what we learned in another Mishnah. Initially, the wall of the Ezes Nashim was smooth. Later, they surrounded it with a balcony, and decreed that women should sit above on the balcony and men should sit below. A related Bryce elaborates. Initially, the women would be inside the Ezra's Nashim and the men would be outside in the Harabayas, but this led to frivolity. They decreed that the women should be outside and the men inside, but it still led to frivolity. They then decreed that the women should sit above and the men should sit below.